Thank you to Southeast Orthopedic Specialists, the best in the business, for sponsoring our podcast. For all the information in the Jacksonville area, visit sc-ortho.com.
Was he in that basketball finally? What a weird year.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume so.
2020 was over, but it's not.
Yeah, the A&M game was A&M.
Right.
So hopefully Arkansas. And only five games left now, though.
You know what I wonder, though? Did you see where the SEC put out a release? They're talking about making up the LSU somebody game.
Yes.
And in the release, it said there's still the possibility that all member schools will play 18 regular season conference games. Now, I don't see how.
Yeah, when?
I don't know. No idea.
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
Maybe when they all gather for the tournament, we'll just keep playing.
I don't know. But they said, Dan, they said there's still a possibility that all 14 member schools will play 18 conference games. I don't see how either.
Yeah.
But it did get my attention. Are we going to see an announcement where teams are going to start playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday?
I do think I saw LSU and Ole Miss are making one up this week on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that was the release.
It was on that release.
LSU, Ole Miss. So it makes me wonder, will the league alter schedules to, instead of Saturday, Tuesday,
right,
or Saturday, Wednesday, it'll be Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday. And I wonder if they've been working on this grand plan. Because you really could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, the concern is the travel.
Sure.
But you certainly could. I mean, college basketball players could play a Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
You're just talking the conference games. Obviously, they're not going to make up the out-of-conference.
No.
Those are long gone.
This is just what this release said. So
right.
It made me think, are we going to see a release at midweek that says, okay, here's a rebuilt last 3 weeks of the conference schedule.
Yeah.
Instead of Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, you're going to see a team play Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, because you do that two or three times and you're made up.
Yeah.
So, but
they'll do that.
And I don't know that I would do that.
Yeah.
I think I would write it off this year as, listen, we'll play as many as we can, and we'll let the NCAA tournament committee base it on percentages.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, net rankings and such.
I don't think I would desperately. This is a bizarre year, man.
So bizarre.
I would just try and get it in. And then move on.
And it's not going away in college. I mean, baseball's going to be. I already saw Kentucky's opening series with North Carolina has already been pushed aside, postponed.
I didn't know that.
Kentucky baseball. So,
yeah.
I mean, as we get ready for college baseball, that starts Friday for the Gators, I believe, with Miami,
right?
The brand new stadium. Who knows? It's going to happen. There's still going to be these issues, I think, going forward until we can get everybody vaccinated, which is going to take a while.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I even wonder what the fans will look like at any of these games. I can tell you, some people in the college football world and the college sports world are even as of today,
concerned.
Under the expectation that in football season, it won't be 100%.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it'll be 50, 75, maybe it'll be whatever. But I think there's a commonly held, because there's two issues at play, Dan. One, what will the CDC and the state and all the guidelines recommend you do?
Governors and such, yeah.
Right? Number two, how will people respond?
Right.
Even if some won't come back. Correct.
Correct.
Even if you get 100% clearance, some people say, I'm waiting another year.
If you go to Florida football games, you know that there are a lot of elderly folks.
Right.
Who
packed in together.
Will sit in that 95-degree heat, but may not be willing to sit in the situation that could lead to the coronavirus.
Right, right. So I don't think we know what's going to happen. So meanwhile, basketball back on the court. What are your expectations? They played great. They didn't play very well the last 6 or 7 minutes. That was a bad loss against South Carolina. I'll say this. Alabama almost losing to South Carolina. I mean, South Carolina's fighting itself a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you expect? My gut tells me.
Five games left, 3-2.
Yeah,
2-3.
It's a hard schedule.
I know.
But you would take 3-2 right now. Let's start with Arkansas. Arkansas's pretty good.
They're good.
On the road. They're
tough
playing
game.
Pretty well.
You want to win that one, though.
You need to win that
one. You can get that one in Georgia, and you're in good shape.
But will they be back to the team in your mind that was playing really well? Or will they be a team that will sort of...
I think it's going to take a little time to get your footing. I think I've seen that with most college basketball teams. If they have a two-week pause, and Florida will basically have had a two-week pause, they're usually a little rusty coming back, and you can't blame them.
Right.
I mean, it's a tough deal, man.
But Arkansas's been playing.
Yeah.
And they're at home.
Major advantage for the backs.
Yeah.
The hogs, the pigs.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. But I think Florida will play okay in the game. I don't know if they're going to win the game. I think they will play okay. They were playing really well.
Really well.
They had a bad second half against South Carolina. A bad final 6 minutes against South Carolina.
Yeah.
But they've played well.
Can they find that level? When you say really well, understand that, went up to Morgantown, handled a West Virginia team, blew out Tennessee, started right. their downslide a little bit. Those were, you know, top 10 teams in the country.
Yeah, and here's what I think too, Dan. I think, not just being a corny guy, I think they found something within. The part of it was when they what they watched Keontae Johnson go through. From what I'm told, this was going to be a pretty close group anyway.
Right.
That they bonded even more.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to play together. Key being part of their team, I think, is part of that. I think this is a team that has a little more mental toughness than it's had in the past.
Okay.
I think it's a team that will bond together. Now, that doesn't mean they won't play badly. They played badly against South Carolina down the stretch. But I think it is a team that will I think we're going to like the end season for this group. I think I do. I think
good.
We're going to – I don't know how many games they're going to win.
Well, let me ask you this.
I think that, though.
Are they 10-5?
They're 10-5 overall.
What if they went 1-4?
1-4 the rest of the way. They're 6-4 in the league now. That would make them – 7-8 in the league.
Yeah.
7-8 and 11-9.
Yeah.
They may not be it. They may not be it. They'd be a borderline. They'd still be borderline.
Yeah.
But I would suggest, and they're going to get some love from the committee because of what they had to overcome with Keontae.
Would you agree with me that Arkansas is a toss-up?
Yes.
Would you agree with me that Kentucky would be favored to beat Florida, despite the fact that Kentucky has been terrible but blew out the Gators in games?
Yeah, Florida plays bigger now, but I would say toss-up at best, but Kentucky favored. I would agree with you.
All right, what about Missouri?
I think Florida will be favored in that game.
You do?
Missouri is very good. It's a home game, last game.
Okay.
But your point where you're going is correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a slam dunk here.
Other than even Georgia
pun intended.
Home, even Georgia at home is not a gimme.
There's right.
no gimme.
And who's the other, Auburn?
At Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, I would agree with you. If there's no gimmies.
Yeah.
But I would, regardless, you got to play them.
You got them.
If there's no make, and Chris Harry from FloridaGators.com, my buddy who does such a great job, travels with the team, covers the team, he is under the impression, I think, that they're going to make up at least one game. That the SEC has let the last weekend open for this purpose, and that he's
seen. Make sure that's A&M?
I would like it to be A&M. I'd like it to be the home game against A&M, not the trip to Knoxville.
Can that's I go ahead and throw that A&M game
my
in there?
Recommendation. But he's under the impression.
We push that through.
Yeah. He's under the impression they will make up one. But if they don't, and it's five games, and they go 1-4, and they're 7-8 in the league and 11-9 overall, then I don't know that they're in.
Yeah.
And I think, now, I think anything.
I'm putting this on you again.
Well, you've come through a few times.
You're okay.
Yeah.
But I'm putting this on you as the college basketball guy to make sure
podcast.
That, look, I'll drive us to Omaha. Don't worry about that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I need you to make sure that we are in the tournament.
Yeah. You know what?
I can't deal with the MWHs.
I got this. You know, we share football and baseball.
Yes, we do.
You're in charge of recruiting. You failed miserably.
Right.
I'm in charge of basketball.
Failed miserably. Yeah. I'm trying to get the facilities.
I know you are. So I'm in charge of basketball. Here's what I'm going to do. I think we're in the tournament. Okay.
Okay.
I think 2-3 you're comfortably in because then you're 8-7 in the league.
Yeah.
And then you got 12 wins despite not playing very many games.
Yeah.
I think 3-2 you're in the tournament.
Okay.
I don't know that, or 2-3.
1-4 you're going to have to do some W's in the conference tournament.
Yeah, yeah, which they're going to play, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I even wondered if, because somebody made a great point. What if you're in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't go.
Why would you go to the tournament?
Yeah.
Why would you just bail from that tournament?
That could happen.
A lot of people,
Alabama, why go?
People believe that's going to happen with a lot of teams.
Yeah.
They're just not going to play.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about that.
Right.
But it would make some sense. You know, if Alabama could bail on the thing, or other teams around the country, why would Gonzaga play in their conference tournament?
Right. The last bubble watch thing I looked at, it would take away from the integrity of the tournament, though. Does that mean you still get an automatic bid if you win the tournament? If Gonzaga's not there, you know, in other words, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the last thing I looked at, Alabama is really the only lock of the SEC to be in.
Yeah. So
everyone else has, quote, work to do.
Yeah. You say that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't sense that. I you say that. I think Tennessee's in the tournament.
Okay? Yeah.
I think Missouri's in the tournament. I would be surprised
if
those two teams aren't in. I don't think it's going to be. Nothing could happen where there's only going to be one team. Nothing's going to happen where there's only going to be one team.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any danger of that. So in my mind, somehow, some way, we're going to see everybody in the field. We're going to see four or five teams in the field.
Do you have time for a quick
Dan's
a winner story?
For you? I don't have time in the world.
I have this neighbor. His name is, I've tagged him LSU Jerry.
I know Jerry.
Yeah.
I know Jerry.
LSU
Jerry. I didn't know Jerry's your neighbor, but I know Jerry.
LSU Jerry.
Okay.
some reason, wanted a piece of me.
Yeah.
In the big gymnastics showdown.
Well, who didn't want to? Who wasn't locked in?
I mean, it's one against two,
yes,
Frank.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it
I'm sure you were there.
Yeah, I watched a little.
It was a big one.
Yeah, it was.
He also mismanaged the conversation by telling me that Florida was hosting.
Right.
It was in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
But nonetheless, LSU Jerry's already lost a basketball bet to me and had to wear Gator garb throughout a Saturday.
Okay.
In January.
Good.
Now he wants a piece of me for lunch on the gymnastics.
Right.
I don't back down from gymnastics.
How did that go
challenges.
For Jerry?
Right. Didn't go well.
It did not.
They tried to tell me that the Gators, I like to call them the Lady Gators, but they tell me that's politically incorrect now.
Right,
so
right.
That the Gators were struggling on the beam of late.
Right.
There were no struggles on Friday night, Frank.
Right, right.
The last rotation was the beam, and
we did well.
We took LSU out to the woodshed and finished them off by a tenth of a point.
Yeah, our friend Lauren Brooks, who loves getting mentioned on the podcast.
Yes, shout out.
Yet another mention. She told me that there were some struggles on the beam,
uh-huh.
But that we got them corrected.
We got them corrected
yeah,
is what we did.
What happened. So,
yeah.
So Jerry's buying lunch.
Jerry's buying lunch. And if you would like to come, you're more than invited.
Jerry used to hang out at our show. We used to do it at Big Dog.
Okay.
Jerry's a wonderful man.
He's a great man.
If Jerry's buying, I might show up.
You might show up.
Just so you know.
I'll let you know the time and the place.
I might want to let Jerry in on that.
LSU Jerry will be purchasing me lunch. I invited a couple of the guys in the neighborhood, Georgia guy, and come on out. It's on LSU Jerry, apparently.
Hey, yeah, I love that. Football for a moment. I'm excited
yes.
about spring.
Yes.
Any more word about what's going to happen? I mean, the Alabama announced their spring date. Do we have a spring date?
We got nothing this week.
I need a date. I don't need a lot, but I'd take a date.
Yeah, a date would be nice.
A date. So, but apparently Alabama's going to be business as usual.
Of course they are. It's Alabama.
Of course.
What do you think? Nick's got to develop a quarterback is what he's got to do. He's got a trip to Gainesville in September.
ESPN's going to be there.
Of course they are.
So I guess spring football.
Hand out the rings again. You know, it's a tradition here in Alabama.
But they have to have it down by now, don't they? The person in Alabama that's in charge of the ring ceremony can pass it off to the intern now, can't they?
Yes.
We kind of have a template here.
Yes.
I think we're going to have a normal spring practice.
Well, good. We need it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think so too.
We need it. That would be important for Florida, I think.
And I will say, your guy, Emory Jones, who you tried to bench Caltrans.
Yes, I did. Get ready.
I'm ready for you to at some point say you might have been wrong about that. But hey, give your time. We're not in a hurry. But I do think it makes it a really intriguing spring. I can't wait to watch Emory Jones take every snap.
Yes.
I mean, I can't wait to watch.
Yeah.
What are they going to look like with him? I mean, that is really exciting and intriguing.
And hopefully,
because he's different.
And hopefully really revs up the ground game.
Yeah.
Not just his running, but his running as a threat then gives a few more angles and holes for the running backs.
They'll be different.
Yeah.
The team will be different.
Yeah.
They had the great...
We had so many good receivers the last 2 years.
Had a great passer and great receivers.
Yeah.
Now you have a guy that I think will be a very good passer, but there's no way he can be as precise as Travis.
No,
there's no way.
No.
And the receivers aren't as good.
No.
And so, yeah, I think it'll look more like an Urban Meyer, early Dan Mullen,
yes.
power running spread.
Yes.
He'll still throw it a bunch,
mm-hmm.
but it won't be throw it every down like this past 2 years have been.
All right, you ready for baseball?
Oh, by all accounts,
mm-hmm.
Florida has what is considered, at least going into the season,
mm-hmm.
clearly the number one team.
Yes.
Even better than Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt apparently gets the nod on the starting pitching.
Yeah.
But we, Florida, six deep starters.
Right. Well, the reason Vanderbilt gets the nod is they've got two guys, Kamar Rocker and Jack Leiter.
Yeah.
Who will both go in the top three or four.
Yeah.
When your major
That's league, Al's boy, isn't
when
it?
Your, yeah, it is. When your major league team has the first pick, you pay attention to things like that.
Yeah,
okay.
You do.
So, but then, okay. So they have two guys, apparently. They might be the first two picks in the draft.
Okay.
The two right-handed pitchers from Vanderbilt uh-huh. might go one and two in the draft, so that's why. But
that's until Tommy Mace and Jack Leftwich come up big throughout the season.
By all accounts, Florida has maybe the best player in Fabian.
Yeah.
They have maybe the deepest roster.
Yeah.
They have the deepest pitching. I mean, you wonder now, because what's happened with college baseball, I know a lot of people in the baseball community,
yes.
is unlike football and even basketball to an extent, most people don't leave.
Right.
So now you've got all these incoming freshmen.
Right.
There's no roster.
There's no room, yeah.
But what you do have, no room, is you have these really good rosters
yes.
of deep players. And Florida, apparently, by all accounts, look, they were, what, 15-1 last year?
Well, just a quick reminder, it was 2 years ago where they had a really revamp, and they
right.
did, and they made Lubbock, right? And they lost to
Correct.
Dallas Baptist.
Yeah, they weren't good.
They weren't good.
By their standards.
They didn't have the pitching, which
right.
was shocking, right. and but it was sort of a reload. We're playing all our young guys. Here
right.
we go. And then, like you said, last year, They won 16 in a row and then lost their last game to FSU 2-0.
Right, that's right.
Right, and that was it. And so they were consensus number one, and then they got better for this year.
Yeah, and
so the 16-1 team is now better than it was a year ago.
And there's a belief that right now, already Alonzo's the best Gator ever.
Yeah.
Best Gator in the pros ever.
Yes.
The best move on. The best Gator to ever play Florida is Brad Wilkerson.
Yes.
Pitched in hand. So the best player they've ever had as a collegian was Brad Wilkerson. It looks like Alonzo's going to be the best pro they've ever had. So, well, Judge Fabian will be mentioned in those two names.
Oh.
They think he
will. Well, he had six, I think, home runs in just like 16 games last year.
He's weird in that he's a throw left, bat right guy.
Okay.
Which you don't see those much anymore.
All right.
But Ricky Henderson, but there aren't many of them. But Cleon Jones.
Very nice. You're welcome. Mobile, Alabama.
You're welcome. So,
is he a five-tool guy, Judge Fabian? Five-tool.
He's really good, Dan. Yeah. He can run. He can hit. He leads off.
Yes.
He could lead off and hit 20 home runs.
Yeah. And then there's a couple Jacksonville guys that we'll watch this year. Hickey.
Barco.
Yeah. And Young.
Yeah.
The Ponte Vedra kid.
Young,
they love him.
Who's kind of the heart and soul.
Yeah.
Nose guy.
Yeah.
So it'll be a fun team. Yes, I'm ready for baseball. I hope it doesn't get paused or delayed. I didn't know what you said earlier
in
the podcast about Kentucky, North Carolina. But there's going to be some of that.
Absolutely.
Just like there is everywhere.
We'll keep pressing on.
Tomorrow, we do this on Monday.
Yes.
So on Tuesday night, big game, Florida at Arkansas. Who do you like? Who's going to win?
I think it's going to be a tough one for the Gators.
I'm going to take the good guys on that.
Good.
I'm going to take the good guys.
I like that. I put you in charge. And if I take that one, we're in good stead.
There you go. That's all things Gators, all things Arkansas.
Thank you, Southeast Orthopedic Specialists in Jacksonville, se-ortho.com, for all your needs. Have a great week, Frank.
You too, Eric.